the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, June the 25th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. Conditions reported to be so bad, 300 migrant children moved from a Texas detention center. Also on our Tuesday rundown, Senator Susan Collins gets a challenge from the Maine House Speaker. Plus, a bill in Congress points to the need for summer meals. Now our top story, NBC News reports almost 300 migrant children have been removed from a Border Patrol facility in Texas. That after media reports of lawyers describing appalling and potentially dangerous conditions. Those lawyers who visited two Texas facilities holding migrant children described seeing young kids and teenagers not being able to shower for days or even weeks, inadequate food, flu outbreaks, and prolonged periods of detention. The Department of Homeland Security told NBC News the children who were removed were being held at a border station in Clint, Texas. Advocates say some of those kids were wearing dirty clothes covered in mucus and even urine. None of the children had access to soap or toothpaste. After 22 years in office, Republican Senator Susan Collins no longer representing the interests of Maine residents. At least that's according to her newest challenger. Kevin Bowe has the story.
In announcing her campaign to unseat Collins in 2020, Maine House Speaker Sarah Gideon cites Collins' controversial vote for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh and her support for Donald Trump's 2017 tax cuts as examples of being out of touch.
In passing that tax bill, where a $1.5 trillion tax cut was given mostly to corporations and the wealthiest families in America, Mainers were totally left behind by that. That was a bill that benefited people who don't live in this state.
Gideon also pointed out that Collins' tax cut vote paved the way for a legal challenge to keep people from losing their health insurance because of pre-existing conditions. Gideon is the most prominent Democrat to announce. Progressive activist and lobbyist Betsy Sweet, who finished third in the Democratic primary for governor in 2018, announced last week that she was also running for Collins' U.S. Senate seat.
Collins is seeking her fifth term in office this year. She earned 68% of the vote last time she ran for re-election. And a new report documents a shift of manufacturing jobs away from northeastern states as the manufacturing sector has shrunk overall.
The report from the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce says in the 1940s, almost a quarter of all jobs were in manufacturing, and those jobs were concentrated in just 15 states, including Pennsylvania. But since 1947, more than 3 million manufacturing jobs have been lost, even as economic output grew by $4 trillion. According to Keystone Research Center Executive Director Stephen Hertzenberg, 70 years ago, 40% of jobs in Pennsylvania were in manufacturing, but by 2016, that had declined to 8%.
We haven't really had state or national policies to stem that decline effectively or to make sure that there are enough middle-class jobs in the rest of the economy.
The report shows that the service sector, accounting for only 21% of jobs in 1940, has grown to more than half of all jobs nationwide. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
And while summer provides a break from school, it can also be a season of hunger for some kids, Eric Teganoff explains.
Washington Congressman Rick Larson is co-sponsoring the Summer Meals Act of 2019 to better integrate summer education and meals programs and help children in underserved areas with access to meal sites by improving things such as transportation. Larson says the bill would eliminate red tape for partnerships between public and private organizations, such as nonprofits.
It isn't just a matter of ensuring we're helping provide the food, but you need to have partners in the communities to help make that happen as well.
More than 380,000 kids in Washington state are in food insecure homes, meaning they aren't sure where their next meal is coming from. On average, families spend about $300 more each month on meals during the summer.
One major resource for families is the USDA Summer Food Service Program, which offers free meal sites for kids 18 years and younger. Last year, more than 930 meal sites across Washington state served about 40,000 children a day. And finally, Eric Lattice tells us the U.S. is coming off the wettest year on record, maybe seen most dramatically in this spring's massive flooding. Nebraska farmers are looking to age-old conservation practices to help them adapt.
State Senator Tim Gregert of Creighton has more than 30 years of experience with the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says he's optimistic that the state's new Healthy Soils Task Force will come up with a strategy for keeping Nebraska's rich farmlands the best in the nation.
Come up with a plan to use conservation practices such as irrigation water management, nutrient management, and cover crops themselves. A bunch of conservation practices that will be very useful in developing soil health and water quality.
The federal government has promised financial support for farmers impacted by recent trade disputes, but to qualify, they have to plant their fields. Gregert says this could be an optimum year for cover crops and notes any vegetation will help reduce soil erosion and can also preserve moisture during periods of drought. He adds that producers with land that was destroyed or unusable should visit their county tax assessor and ask for Form 425 to qualify for 2019 property tax relief.
Between May of 2018 and April of 2019, the nation experienced the wettest single 12-month period in recorded history. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.